Nearly Driving into the Pacific. So that's by Richard Laviolette, who was mentioned in a prior interview that we aired with Bri Webb, who did pass away not too long ago. We heard a track called Bats from this wonderful EP. And he's a very underrated singer-songwriter who just didn't get quite the level of attention he did during his lifetime. And I do hope people check this out and the show maybe even contributes somehow to people discovering his discography.
He's got a lot of great music out there, and there is one more album forthcoming. Will be out on You've Changed Records, no word as to yet, I believe, next year. But I'm sure we'll play some music from it when it is available. But in the meantime, you can definitely check out Richard's music. There's a lot out there on Bandcamp and online, and also through You've Changed Records. They've put out several of his releases. That's all we can say about that. And we're going to continue next with some more music, actually starting off with a band that we haven't played in a while because they haven't put out music in a while. This is a psych rock band would be a good description. Melody Fields, they have a new single from a forthcoming album. They're actually a Swedish band, and we're going to hear their newest single called In Love.
And we're also going to hear some other stuff, speaking of psychedelica, from Slow Dive, Animal Collective. And in case you're wondering what this wonderful noise that we've been playing in the background, this is actually from the seminal German progressive / krautrock band Faust, who this week are celebrating an anniversary of the release of their album Faust 4, which is the final album the band contributed with their original lineup. So we're going to be playing a few tracks from that, hopefully. But as mentioned, starting things off with Melody Fields on this set of Revolution Rock.
It takes two, and I want.
And you have been listening to Revolution Rock. In this edition, we've had a lot of newer music, we focused on some classic tracks, and we've aired an interview with Bray Webb. If you want some more information about the show and the bands we love, we do encourage you to check out the website. You can find that at revrock.blogspot.com. So Dave, we came back there from what I would say is a little bit of an experimental set, ending off with one of those bands that I think really was a linchpin for the German music scene in the early 70s with Faust. We actually heard something from their last record that was released 50 years ago this week, Faust 4. And this was recorded, and, you know, for lack of a better term, the band wasn't really sure where they were going on with this record. And it should have been an awful record, all things considered. Like, they didn't even have full recording of every track. Instead, they actually piecemealed some. Like, the opening number was actually taken from a John Peel session. The last one was a B-side from a previously released single. And yet, somehow, it all cohered together to make what many people consider to be their best record. And an album and a song helped define the very name of the genre that this band spearheaded along with acts like Can and Noi, because the opening song is called Krautrock.
Yes, and that's what we usually call weird German music, I guess.
I guess maybe. I mean, it's a weird combination because it's German music that is indebted to progressive rock, but is definitely not progressive rock as we know it from North America or from the UK. It's much more cerebral, even more experimental, and is really more a precursor of punk rock than anything else. As we heard in that song from the group Faust, The Sad Skinhead, which is kind of a dig at neo-fascism, we're going to probably end off the show with another song from this record. But before we get to that, we heard some other music from Animal Collective. They have a new album out titled Isn't It Now? We heard the track Gemini. We also heard material from Slow Dive. We heard the song A Life from their latest release, Everything is Alive. And it's also rumored to be the band's final record. Apparently, they're going to be bowing out after this one. And then we started things off with Melody Fields, one of two new releases that they're going to be releasing this year. We heard the title track from the forthcoming release, In Love.
Yes, I'm not sure if that's the title of the album, but this is the first single.
Oh, yes, sorry. So we're not quite clear what that will be.
Yeah, I don't have the information in front of me, unfortunately, but we'll be playing them more in the future. Coming up next week, I'd like to mention we'll also be featuring another interview. I got the chance to speak with Tommy Stinson of The Replacements, who is coming through town on October the 13th. There's a few really great shows going on that night, but I got to talk with Tommy about his recent musical band, Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire, and a little bit about The Replacements' Tim box set, which just came out. So stay tuned for that next week. Tune in, please. You will not be disappointed. There's some good stuff in there. I hope that you'll enjoy that. And coming up next, Mark Casbon is up with Cowboys and Indies radio program. And we're going to end off with another track from this Faust 4 album, or as I call it, Faust Iv.
Yeah, I believe that's the pronunciation they prefer. So we're going to hear another great song that is almost a proto-dub track called Jennifer, and that's how we're ending out this edition of Revolution Rock.
Still lying in your bed for 3 days. Dear listeners, as